Today's Rashi for the morning, the beginning of Parashat Matot, discusses the laws of a woman making a neder and then her husband or her father being made fair the neder, annulling the neder. And the pasuk says, "V'imeni avia otah b'yom shamo kol nedaveh v'asara asher asra al nafsha lo yakum v'ashem yislach lah k'eni avia otah." The pasuk describes a situation where when the father finds out that she made a neder, she annuls the neder, and then the Torah says something weird. It says, Hashem will forgive her, because her father, he restrained her. What are the words Hashem yislach la mean? It means that Hashem will forgive her. So Rashi comments and says, what are we talking about here? It says it must be, Bisha shenadra benazir, v'shama ba'ala ve'efer la, v'ilo yad'a v'overet al nidra v'shota yayin v'mitam la'metim. Imagine a case where a woman makes a neder that she's going to become a nazir, and her husband hears about it, immediately annuls it, but she doesn't hear that he annulled it, and she goes and she starts to drink wine against her own neder. Zohi shetzricha slicha, ve'ava pi shehu mufar. And she needs slicha, even though her vow has already been annulled. V'ima mufarin tzrichin slicha, kavachomer l'she'enan mufarin. If a person who actually has had their vow annulled, even without their knowledge, needs slicha from Hashem, and they will get it, because ultimately their vow has been annulled, they haven't violated anything technically, then surely somebody who actually violates a vow that has not yet been annulled definitely needs slicha. Yom Tov.